You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time looking ahead to the action coming up on Saturday. Fair to say it's not an absolutely vintage Saturday of action, with just a couple of listed races in terms of the Class 1 action on offer, with everything getting ready for Royal Ascot next week, of course, but still plenty of winners to be found live on Racing Radio. York and Sandown among the leading meetings that will be live on Racing Radio. You can listen online or via the app, but here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby. And I'm joined by the owner, Mayor, here in the studio, or more in the meeting room where we're recording this on my phone. Hello, the owner. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Yeah, we are in a strange location for the podcast, but very busy day here, and I'm sure more so tomorrow, so it'll do.
Fantastic. Well, you picked out a couple of selections for us for Saturday's racing.
I certainly have.
Using your expertise.
Yeah.
They can't possibly lose, I've heard, on the grapevine.
Well, yeah, so obviously I'm on the radio today. We're 5 from 5 so far, so I've took the first five winners in the first five races across the meeting, so we're doing a good job so far. Let's hope for the same with these two selections.
Fantastic. So where does the first one run?
And it is in that listed race, which, so the feature race at Sandown, the 205, the listed race there. To be honest, I had a look through the racing and it was more a case for that race. I could pick a holes in quite a few of them as to why I wouldn't go with them, you know, and that was the main thing that then left me with my selection. So I will start with my selection, which is Spoof from the Charlie Hills team. A winner last time, that one, at Chester. I think Chester's a very difficult track at the best of times, and Spoof came from the back as well. So sat out the back and had to come right from the back in the straight, which I thought he did a really good job of. He went on to win by half a length. Around him, we've got the likes of Mockerteal, who has been really well supported when I last looked. But he looked really awkward last time when we saw him, and that was his seasonal reappearance. That would worry me. He was quite a good two-year-old, but plenty of horses, they're either not two-year-olds and they go on as three-year-olds, four-year-olds, or they're good two-year-olds and they, you know, they don't improve. And the fact that he looked so awkward last time at York has given me worries and doubts about Mockerteal. We've got Cody Time in there as well. He's another horse who's been quite progressive. Isn't drawn the best here, so he's drawn widest of all. That would be a slight concern. And again, I'd just be interested to see how much more he does find. He does carry more weight as well than Spoof, so that's something obviously to consider going forward. So I do like Spoof out of the field in the 205.
Spoof for the owner then in that listed contest. And what about your other selection? Are we staying at Sandown or are we going somewhere else?
No, at Chester is the location of the other one, the 240 at Chester. I don't want to give everyone hope for the entire day at Chester, but generally course form at Chester is very, you know, is important and does, you know, carry quite well. So my selection at Chester is Austrian School in the 240, which is the class 2 handicap there. So it's the distance handicap. It's over a mile and a half. I really like Austrian School as a horse anyway. Very consistent. Obviously, PJ McDonald takes the ride. He rides plenty of Mark Johnson's horses and obviously rides Chester well. He ran okay last time. That was at Doncaster when he was fourth. That was in quite a good race. And to be honest, I think they went a bit slow. They sprinted for a while. He got a bit outpaced and then he ran on again towards the finisher. I just think it was a bit of a messy race, really, and I wouldn't like to judge him too harshly on that because he was short price favourite on that occasion. But the start before that is what makes me choose him for this race. He won at Chester. That was in a class 3 handicap. Again, with similar to Spoof, he was sat out the back and he's had to make up a lot of ground late on to get up to win. He still won by around half a length and he won quite easily on that occasion, which I thought that piece of form brings him right into this. You know, if they sit a bit further forward, make things a bit less difficult for him. And PJ McDonald did win on him as well on that occasion, so the winning jockey is on again today. And I just think that Chester form really does carry, and that good piece of Chester form is going to bring him right into this 240, and that's why he's the selection.
Where's he drawn for the team?
He's drawn in 5, so okay. He's drawn 5 of 7 runners, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. And again, with a lot of the Mark Johnson horses, he perhaps might go forward, he might just sit behind the leaders. With 7 runners, he can't be three, you'd hope he's not going to be three wide regardless of where he does decide to sit. So.
Good front-running jockey as well, PJ McDonald,
exactly.
Even though he came from the back last
time. Yeah, exactly. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with him. But again, I could pick holes in a few of them, and that would just make me side with Austrian School.
Austrian School then for the owner in that race at Chester on Saturday. And just to ask briefly at the end, of course, we've got Royal Ascot coming up next week. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I certainly am, actually. I'm working two of the days in here on the TV, so I don't think, unfortunately, I've got any radio shifts over Ascot, which is a shame, but I will be on the TV, so Wednesday and Friday, I think, are the days that I'm in next week, so I'll be looking forward to that, and obviously I'll be watching on the other days, and of course I do the Lucky 7 for us as well,
yes.
So the William Hill Lucky 7, so I'll be doing a William Hill Lucky 7 every day of Ascot as well, so keep a lookout for that.
Keep a lookout for those selections, and if you're in any William Hill shop, Wednesday or Friday, did you say?
Yes, yeah.
You'll say the owner among the presenting team for Royal Ascot all gets underway on Tuesday. The Daily Racing Podcast will be taking you through every day as well, of course. The owner, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks very much. I enjoyed it. And fingers crossed for tomorrow.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.